Gnadri boyne shalom vosne. Te glachas daf men hem alaf. Te glachas at hori ketsa, te glachas at hori ketsa ketsa. Hay baby give the hem is khatas oil the shlam with shaker is shlam shlam. Can we have a ganze procedure over here? A person that's bring over three animals. A khatas and oil. Oh, look who came to the base medish. Shlomo Binowitz. Want to welcome Shlomo Binowitz to the base medish. Shlomo Binowitz, he wears a clean shirt every night. He once told me that he was once considering a boy for his daughter, and he had a tie on him that he wore the same shirt a few days in a row. So he thought it was a mum in the bacha. Remember that? I remember that. That you told me that 20 years ago. I even remember who the bacha was, and I remember what? And he got married, that guy. I haven't seen him in years. It was a boy who came to the Daf Yomi I was sure at night. You considering him for your daughter. And then you told me, nah, he wears the same shirt every night. Tiglachas the Mishnah. We're gonna go very quick tonight. Tonight we're just gonna just me, you and Shlomi, the three musketeers. So we can go very quick tonight. Okay, Tiglachas at the Hara Ketzad. Tiglachas, the Nazirus, the term of Nazirus has now come to an end. Mission accomplished. This individual has made it to day 30 without coming kind of with Tumas. Now he has to bring three Kurbanos. What does he bring? It says in the Mishnah Ketzad, Chol Yomei Vigil Bahemos, he brings three animals. Chatos, Oilu, Shlomim. Look at the order. Chatos, Oilu, and Shlomim. It says, you ever notice, and Yidavin and Musav on the Yomner, on Shoshu Golem, Tmidim kisidram umusafim kihilchosam. Why does it say by the Tamid kisidram in order? But when it comes, so it should say umusafim kisidram. The Torah has an order. There's an oila, a chatos, an oila, and a chatos. There's an order. So what it should say, the Tmidim umusafim kisidram. There's a seder. This is so say, Oila, I don't know. So there's also a state, there's an order, right? You cannot do the Bein Harboyim. I'll give you a better answer. You're saying, I'll give you a better answer. Their answer is because Yitaka don't do it Keseder. In the Torah, when it talks about the Musafim, it first says the Oila, and then it says the Chatos. In La Halacha, you bring the Chatos first, and then the oil. So it's Taka, not Keseda. It's not Keseda Hakra. You see that? You learned something tonight, something new. You never know that before? You heard it first. Okay, I saw this in Herschel Shachter Sefer. Herschel Shachter, and then Tone wrote this over. We want to welcome to the base Medrash Mr. Rappaport. We're learning the Mishnah from Memhei Amid Aleph. Memhei Amid Aleph, the Mishnah. Tiglachas hatahara kesa l'choyim maybe gimel behemos chatos oilu shlamim. The person finished the term. He now brings three kurbanos. The three kurbanos are a chatos, an oila, and a shlamim. Notice the order, shlamim. The order of the mission is first chatos, then oila, then shlamim. Is that what it says in the Torah? I don't think so. I think in the Torah it says the oila first. In the Torah it always says the oila first, then it says the chatos. So, but the halachah l'mayis, when you bring the kurbanos, you don't bring it kisidron, you bring it kihilchosam. Her maisa, it's nish kisidron, it's kihilchosam. Umusafim kihilchosam, nish kisidron. When it comes to the oila, the tamid, it's two oila. So two oilas, mainly say the tamidin kisidron. But when it comes to the musafim, which you have a chatos and an oila, even though the Seder HaTorah is first oila, then chatos, you don't bring it in the Seder of the Torah. You bring it, the Seder is first chatos and then oila, and mainly you can't say kisidron, you have to say it kihilchosan. I bet you he didn't say that in the Shir, surely words, I bet you. Neither have I. Doesn't matter. He's still going strong. Baruch Hashem. Ken Yibu. Why not? Weiter. Okay. So you maybe give him most chalas oil of shlam. V'shoich resa shlamim. So what do you do over here? You bring three animals. And it says over here, the first thing you do over here is you bring the shlamim. That goes first. Umegalech alehen. And after you shach the shlam, you shave off the hair. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar Omer lo hayom galich ela al hachatas. He disagrees. He would shave after he slaughtered the carbon chatas. Why? Shachatas kodemes b'chol makom. The chatas comes first. Okay. V'im gilach al achas mishlosh. Let's say he shaved his hair after either of the three, the chatas, the shlamim, or the oila. Yotza. Rabbon. No, the chatas, the shlamim, the oila. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Hevi Gimel Behemois, B'loi Perash, and you do not specify to the Kohanim which animal should go for what. Haruyel Chatas, Tikrav Chatas, La'ilo, Tikrav Oilo, L'shlam, Tikrav Shlam. Let's see what it says over here in the Taisus. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Let's see what it says in the Taisus. Taisus, Dibra Maschil, on the bottom of the page. On the bottom of the page. Tiglachas tahara ketsa mevi chatas oilu shlam v'shecheres hashlam megalech hagaleim v'nir the time we should the rishim begemar v'gilach pesach oil moed b'mesh nemar boy oil moed hainu shlamim. How do you know that the first thing that you shecht? How you know the first thing you shecht? The shecht is going to be the carbon shlamim, because it says in the pasuk. How do you know that you shave off your hair after you bring the carbon shlamim according to the Tanakhama? Why don't you shave off your hair when you bring the carbon chatas? So Tosfos telling you the yesoid, because it says the gilach you shall shave pesach ohel moed. The only carbon that it says the words ohel pesach ohel moed is a shlamim. For whatever the reason, memel is like a gzereshava. Since it says the gilach pesach ohel moed, and it says by the carbon shlamim the nusach of pesach ohel moed, so we link the two together to teach you that the giluach shall be done to accompany the carbon shlamin. Okay? But meshner by oil moed, dehainu shlam. Achrei shama akosef shala shlam yigalech, din hu sheyakdimun. Ah, memeilo. Now we go to step two. Tosfos over here is saying you in your sight. And once we know that the giluach is done in the carbon shlamin, memeilo automatically puts the shlam as carbon number one. The Seder is very, very important. Okay, Pesach Seder at night. The whole Pesach. The Seder is Makif. By Lel Pesach. Lel Pesach, it's called a Seder. Order. Everything has to have a proper order. Pesach, Matzah, Moror. Is that the correct order? If you were making the Haggadah, would you put it in that order? You would say Moror. Pes moror matzah. What would you say? What would be the order? You would say moror, pesach and matzah. The positive. What is that? What is that? Nagod. Rabbi Yosef Lulemer. Kol mi shloyama shloisha dvar malo lo yotzi dechayvos of Elohein. Pesach matzah moror. If you were writing the Haggadah, you would not put it in that order. You would put it in the order of moror vayimoru es chayim avoy the kasha, and then when it came the gula, there was pesach, and then there was matzah. So if I were you, I would go to my Haggadah and make a note in the Haggadah that there's a Toros Hadafus, or Toros Hadafum. And you should change it, Kol mi shloi omar shloi shed v'mal lo yosdech of Zeluhein moror pesach matzah. That's the order. That's the Seder of the miracle. First it was moror, vayim moru eschayim, then there was pesach, and then there was matzah. Yet, what does it say in the Nusach of the Haggadah? Pesach, Matzah, Moror. And there's a reason for that. There's a very, very fascinating reason why it has to be like that. We have a reason on that now. Seder is critical. Everything in life has Seder. Memela, over here as well, Nazir has finished his term of Nazirus. Okay, when he finishes the Nazirus, he has to bring three Kurbanos. Ashlamim, Achatos, and which one comes first? It's not so clear. Along comes Tosfos, and his mazbeh the pshat in the Mishnah. First comes the carbon shlamim. You know why? Because we have a drasha that tells us that the giluach shall accompany the carbon shlamim, because it says what pesach oil moed by the giluach, and it says pesach oil moed by the shlamim. To link the two together, that the giluach should accompany the carbon shlamim. Once we know that the giluach is going to accompany the carbon shlamim, mimela, the carbon, the once to accompany the carbon shlamim, mimela, it's the most important carbon. If it's the most important carbon, it goes first. Roish v'rishon l'chol dover shabekedusha. Okay, got it? Yeah. by the Tosfos, the nearer the time which under the should be more begin of Pesach oil more weight, but mashed never by oil more weight. The high new shlamim. Achere shnema hakosach ala shlami galech dinush shayak dimon. The caution came lam hikim achatos oil more shlamim. Fred Tosfos the bazunda the kasha. So why then in the Torah does it put in the Seder Hamikra? Does it put the chatos and the oil before the carbon shalomim? You can ask that kasha on every musaf. Every musaf, it says in the Torah, but all the musafim, it says the oil before the carbon chatos. Yet we bring the chatos first. So he's asking a kasha. He's not giving an answer to the kasha. Vaito. Next Tosfos, Rabbi Eliezer, we want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, the Hilchos of Shaul Zev Lobel.
No, don't be mafsik. What daf?
For daf, Memhei. Memhei is the milui of the Shem Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei, when you spell out the milui, it's 45. It's molei rachamim. It's rachamim b'miluo. If we only learned that tonight, it was kedai. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the mid of rachamim. If you spell out Yud Vav Dalet. Hey, you spell out the Shemites, you have the Milui, then it comes out the Gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei is 45. 45 represents the Shleimus of Rachamim. That's why on Tisha B'Av there are 45 keynote. Because.
Okay, no, please.
Tisha B'Av is
Shrachamim. Continue.
Weiter.
Were we up to Tosfos?
Tosfos, the second last Tosfos.
Okay.
Rabbi Eliezer, Oymer, Lohoyim, Gelech, Elal,
Chavish, Shachatis,
Kodemes. Bechol Mokayim, Lo'oylo, Shlamim, L'kidar Minon, Beperik, Kol HaTodir. He says, no, Chatos comes first. He's quoting the Tosfos, a Gemara, Mesech, Lezvachim. Shlomo Ben was, he learned 36 times. When you learn Shas 36 times, you'll also know.
You said yesterday 37.
37 times, I stand corrected.
No, but what's the difference? He really started,
37 times.
He really learned it 36 times, but yes, you made a mistake. You said 37.
All right. Weiter in the Gemara.
So what's the Tamsa Dvarm here, what you learned?
We learned the Mishnah. Now we're going to see the Gemara. You learned the Gemara. The Gemara goes to the Mishnah. Tarabon. Okay, we have the Gemara. We're going to do the Gemara now. We did the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah today. Mishnah Yoimis. Now we learn the Gemara. Tarabon. The Gilach and Nozir. It says in the Torah that the Nozir shall shave his hair.
No.
But after Memhei Yom Aleph, Gemara, turn up on the Gilach, the Nazir will shave his hair. A Nazir Pesach Oyel Moed, the Goymer. So, fracting. I'm here, you don't hear me? You don't hear me? I hear you, do you hear me?
Yeah, this is going to spell, put it on the right side, okay. By the way, this might spell. Put it on the right side. I'm sorry. Thank you.
What's the question? Why did Tosfos bring which pasuk? I don't know.
Why did Tosfos bring the pasuk that Rashi brings, that the chatos comes first? Rashi brings a pasuk.
Good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Rabbi Loza Meir, Bechobak, the oil shop, the Rabbi Meir, no, Tosfos just didn't bring the pasuk. Not he disagrees. Tosfos just didn't bring the pasuk. Rashi brought the pasuk. Tosfos just said, go look in the Gemara. It's not a kasha. It's not a
Rashi.
Tosfos
and the kashim came lama hiknam chatos. The oil of the sun. So Rashi brings white chatos. Right? So that takes care of that one. Right.
Let's see the Rashi. Rashi was going to say the Hikrav is Asher Lachatas Rishoyin. The Kaim Ulan, the Afil Lachatas Oiv, Kodemis Afil Oiv Lasvema. Hoyal Vashar. Yeah. So he's saying, why is it a Kasha? Why did Tosfos blibe with the Kasha? You're asking if Rashi answered the Kasha, so why did Tosfos? So you're asking a good Kasha. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Chatas comes over first. Tikrav es asher l'chatas rishona. V'kayim ulan de'afilu chatas o'ayv kodemes lo'av lo'av so'ayv e'imer hoyil. V'b'shar m'kayim ois motzinu shehi kodemes af kan b'nozir te'i kodemes k'dei shehi nozir megalech alecha. Okay, so he's just bringing you
in. Rashi brings a pasuk.
Lama hiktim chatos ve'oylo lishlamim. I think he's saying is that it's still in all, after everything is said and done, if Taco, you do bring the shlamim first, why then in the Torah did the Torah write first the chatos, then the oylo?
But it's a
gezeiras hakasev.
What's the problem?
Not gezeiras. You're not following what it says in the Pesach. That's exactly the point. It's not gezeiras hakasev. The Torah orders the items in a very specific way, and yet we don't follow the order of the Torah. So he's asking a question. Why not? Why couldn't the Torah make it easy for us and write, he shall bring a carbon shlamim, and a carbon chatos, and a carbon oila? If according to the Tanakhama Val Mishnah, the order, the seda of the carbon is going to be first a carbon shlamim, so how come in the Torah it's not written in the correct order? Rashi's not addressing that. Rashi's telling you this is this. Rashi's even going on the next mandama. Rashi's not even going on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says that the first carbon to be brought is the carbon shlamim, because the shlam is the most choshev in this particular instance. Why? Because it is accompanied by the giluach. So in this particular instance, the shlam is the most choshev. Frekt.
So what does the Tanakhama do with the pasuk that Rashi brings down?
They're not. They're dealing with different issues. Oh, what is it? No. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, that we have to do. That's the Gemara. That's what we're doing right now. That's exactly what we're up to. The Gemara is going to address that right now. That's exactly what we're up to. So let's see the Gemara. Turn up on her. We're going back down to Tanakhama. Tanakhama says you have three karbanos. Which one is offered first? The answer is the karbon shlamim. How do you know? How do you know this? Gesundheit. Turn up on the gilach. The kindlach over here. They're making a lot of noise. Very hard to talk.
Yehuda.
What?
When to Rabbi Yehuda, shlamim comes first.
Tanakhama. Who's the Tanakhama? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakhama.
And that's when you. Then, and that's when you. You shave the
yes,
hair.
You shave after the first one that you bring is the karbon shlamim.
And
you shave after you store the karbon shlamim, and you throw your hair into the fire
while you're cooking the shlamim.
Correct. Let's see the Gemara. Turn up on the gilach and nozer pesach al moed b'shlamim hakos of medaber. The time when the Nazir is going to shave off his hair is when he does bring the carbon shlavim. Shenemar, gezeirah shavah. It says, v'shachatu pesach oel moed. It says the word pesach oel moed by the giluach. And it says the same words by the carbon shlamim. We make a gezeirah shavah to link the two together. This is
what, the shlamim, where do you see by the shlamim says pesach oel moed?
We just read the Gemara. The Gemara just says, V'shochatu pesach ol moed. The Gemara just said the pasuk. That's the pasuk. The carbon shlamim.
And Nazir also says that.
That the first words of the Gemara. It says both v'shochatu. The Gemara quotes both psukim. You don't even need to go to the start of the Gemara. The Gemara says v'shochatu ol moed. At frek the Gemara. At oimer v'shlamah kos medaber oyein el pesach ol moed mamish. Maybe when it says v'gilach hanazir. The Nazir shall shave off his hair, Pesach Ol Moed. Who said Pesach Ol Moed is a link to the Karbon Shlamim? Maybe it means that he should literally stand in front of the Pesach, in front of the Ulam, and shecht his hair there. You're telling me
and
that...
And shave
off his hair. Amar to no. I will say back to you the following. Im Kain, Derech Bezoyoin Hu. Okay, this is a murder Gemara. The Gemara, the Gemara is saying that because it's a bezoyon, we're going to be oiker the krumi pashte and make a drasha. It's not mistaver. The Torah would say to a person to be mevaze himself or be mevaze the kedusha of the heichel and cut your hair in front of the Pesach Olmo. This is not an activity that you do in the front of the Pesach Olmo.
Forgive me for saying. As we know, I hear what you're saying. Let's go back to Shechtin. Don't we have a klal tzafoina?
No, shlam is kachem kalim.
Kachem kalim is always in the
kachem kalim is anywhere. Kachem kalim is anywhere in you want. Only kachem kodashim is in tzafoin.
Of them is inside.
Inside. Only kachem kodashim.
I didn't know that.
No, the shlam also is inside. All kachem have to be slaughtered inside. The question is, what side?
No, Pesach Olmoy means in the Kalayim, in the
No, Pesach the oil moed is the Heichol.
Correct.
The Pesach is you're in the Azara.
Correct.
All right, that's the equivalent to in the Kalayim. Fine, that's the same thing as the Kalayim. Yeah, fine. That's in the Kalayim. That means the Azara.
Jewish home today about how far we go to protect an individual's from embarrassment. Where else do we find something where we stop it before it's a bizarre? Where else? What other mitzvah? For example, a person.
You bury the dead. You bury the dead.
Huh?
The dead.
He's says the chiddush is, imagine you're protecting. Who's bezayin? Who's bezayin there? Which is the person? Is the nazir that's being protected from derech bezayin?
No. L'chayra, it's the nazir being mevazeh, is the mevazeh the kedushas hamikdash.
But it said v'shachat ois ha'yerech and z'mech safayna.
Not yerech. V'shachat ois, v'shachat.
We said every day, v'shachat ois ha'yerech and z'mech
safayna. That's a chatos. That's kodshei kodoshim.
Oh, that's what I said now.
This is a shlom. The shlom is kodshei kalim. The whole Azorah, anywhere in the Azorah, you can
kodshei kalim.
I got it.
You have to take off your yarmulke. Gili Roish, you take off your yarmulke in the base of Knesset, it's terrible. You know, the whole shah is even deraisa, Murray Mikdash. Gzeris, so halacha l'maisa, when he shechs it outside the Azara. No, the Gzeris HaKosav is...
Not shechs Azara, in the Azara, before
the he... The Giluach is done outside of the Azara.
No!
Yes!
It says, I'm from the Pesach Oil
Mayim. That's the Morse Kasha. Maybe when it says in the pasuk the gilach,
right.
It says in the pasuk the gilach hanozer pesach oihel moyeh.
Right.
He shall shave off his hair by the pesach oihel moyeh. The pshuta shel mikra is I'm standing in the azara right in front of the ulam,
right
in front of the entrance. The gemara says it cannot be the pshat. You know why? It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to stand in front of the oil moyeh, take off your head covering. And shave off your
So it's ear. Not that Zara is the disgrace because it's in front of leading to the leading.
You're in
to
a
the,
holy place. You're right in front of the Heichel. You're right in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
So it's not so much because it's in that Zara. It's because you're facing inside
but the whole Azara is a Mokum Kodesh. It's a Mokum Kodesh. All you know, a person goes in there. He's Tomei. He's Chayv Misa Mishamayim. It's a Mokum Kodesh. You're gonna take off your head. You take off your head covering. By the way, this last week's parasha, there's a whole shiloh, this Oitzah Pelois. Mr. Rapport, the Kohen Gadol, he wore a mitznefes. And the Kohen Hedi wore the mitbois. According to some of the farshim, these, they were wrapped around their head, but in the center, it was hollow. So his head was uncovered. They wore a hat.
That's what it said.
The hat goes around like a turban, it goes up. But it doesn't, it's not the muchrach.
No.
That the picture and the art scroll, they make it closed. It's not muchrach that it's really closed.
So what you're asking now?
So they just this he talks about this and the Oitzah Pelois is that it was the Gilu Rosh. If you go, you make a turban and you don't close it on the top, so your head really is exposed.
So that you don't think they had a yarmulke on the head, a head covering?
It'll be a ribu begotten. You only wear four garments. You only allowed
no,
to wear four garments.
No, I'm talking about in ancient times, in biblical times, before Rav Nachman, that story.
In the
days of
Hamikdash, you only can wear four garments. And the Kohen Hedyot, he wore a mikbos. And if you look in the Mepharshim, since the Oitzah, unless it's not my Chiddush, the Oitzah Pelois he brings down, he uses a tzarchian, is the way they put on the mikbos. In the art school picture book, they're going to show you that his head is totally covered. Right? They make a nice picture, he's wearing this big thing over here. It's not muchuch, that's correct. They wrap something around their head going up. But it was open in the middle. It was open.
So therefore,
it's Gili Roish. Moira Mikdash. You know what I have to cover. What about when they did the Goyrol? Chadoshim Likitoires. The Pios. How did they make the Pios? They took off the hat. The Mikbois of one of the Kohanim, right? Gili Roish. Who says Yari Amko? Where? Show me where it's Yom
Yamka, I think, was invented much later by Rav Nachman. When
Who
the stargazers, says, when the astrologers had told Rav Nachman's mother that your son is going to grow up to be a thief or something.
Cover his
so
head.
So she covered her head in order for him to have
Yer Shemayim.
That's where it stems from.
Yarmulka is Yore Shemayim.
Yarmulka.
Yarmulka, the fear of Yer Shemayim.
Yeah.
All right, fine, let's go weiter. The Gemara we were saying...
So one second, so the plus...
We gotta go quick.
So he poses the question, so
we'll... He doesn't have an answer. He does, and he goes in the whole discussion, is wearing a yarmulke deraisa or not? Is there a chiv deraisa to wear? What are the rules of wearing a yarmulke on your head? Must wear a yarmulke. You go, people, they work. You go into a...
The Germans, when they used to work, they didn't wear yarmulkes.
They didn't wear yarmulkes.
They were Erlicha people.
What about when you eat? For
sure.
When you eat,
when you make the bracha,
what's it? Let's say you know after you make the bracha, you're just eating without wearing. Is there an Indian to wear yarmulke when you're chewing food, and you already made the bracha? I made the bracha. Are you allowed to eat? Why should eating be different than working? working, we know mikra, then you don't need the yarmulke. It's not so pashut. I remember, I think it was.
They say Rav Breuer. This is what Kach Shemati, that oh, he liked him in Mishra Lehman, that Reb Yosef Breuer is Chaim Racha. They say over when he used to teach Lamuda Chaim was without a yarmulke.
Kach Shemati. Bedafka. It's true. I once went to stay in a Shabbos by someone. I don't know who they were, like Svardim. And we went to shul. He was makbid bedafka to take off the yarmulke when you walk in the street.
Oh.
Hakpada, this person I stayed by. That's they claim the hakpada bedafka. A yarmulke is only in the bayis and the Beis HaKnesses. Now when you walk in the street, there's certain hakpada. Chvesnish. There's a whole. I remember. This must have been at least 100 years ago. Rabbi Reisman gave a magnificent shir mitzvah Shabbos. He had like in those days like 1,500 people about all the laws of all the makaris of wearing the yarmulke, is the deraisa, the rabbanon, and by doing work, and he gave it went to the whole sugya.
So what was the maskana?
He said, it's not so poshut not to wear yarmulke when you're working. You should wear a toupee. You should wear a toupee. You should wear a hat. If you're in a matzav where you can't wear a yarmulke because of sakana, you should at least have on your head some type of artificial covering. It's a shayla of a deraisa.
Some kind of a rug.
Some child or Isa. Okay, let's go right in the Gemara. So therefore the Gemara says this is Moridik Yisoid. To take off this Gemara is Moridik. To give yourself a haircut in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says this is a bezoyin Shlomi. Shlomi, I don't really have that problem.
So an upshare, sometimes you make it in a shul.
I don't have any here.
So one second, an upshare? Or Yom Chalaka? Or Shemi Yechai, this is a shul?
He says in Yerkasha. The Kever is the Mokham Kodosh. He's asking a merchant.
So the Magachir presented that question.
Today?
Yeah, today. His name is Rav Schwartz.
He goes to competition. Yeah.
And he says a mitzvah is different. That's a mitzvah. And
so there's also a mitzvah.
You're right.
Also a mitzvah. He's asking, the Gemara says that you say that taking a haircut in the Beis HaMikdash is a bezoyin. Memela, he's asking a mordika kasha that doing a chalaka on the yard side of Rashbi in by tzion is a makam kadosh. Kivrei tzadikim is makam kadosh. How could you go and take the kinderlach and have them take haircuts by
no,
the tzion?
No, there's actually a shul. It's a shul.
They do it by the tzion. They do it by the tzion. Yeah. Oh, but the kivrei tzadikim is the makam kadosh.
No, but different than other tzadikim because they made a shul out of that. It's a shul.
It's even worse. Yeah. Right, for sure. How then are they allowed to go do it over there? I don't know. Right in the Gemara. The shach shalev because it's a bizarre, we have the oiker krumi pashta and they have make a drash shalev. We figure out the carbon shlomim that you shall. It doesn't mean the mokom. It means that the time, the zman of giluach is when you bring the carbon shlomim. And what do you do with the carbon shlomim? You take the meat and you cook it. Where do you cook the meat of a carbon shlomim? It's kodshei kalim. You can cook it anywhere within inside Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, even in the Waldorf. Even there you can cook it. And when you cook it there, you can shave off your hair on the dud on the pot where you cook the carbon shamim, which is outside the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash.
One second. So Riyashi, I mean, ain't Sarach.
Now we go weiter. I ain't a bazaar.
One second. So Rabbi is what Riyashi you say?
Amar, to imke in dech bazaar. Fine. Rabbi Yoshu, Amar, ain't a tzarech. I don't need a pasik. No, so therefore.
So one second. The Gemara was asking a kashi.
The Tanakhama says, how do you know that you shech the carbon, you do the giluach on the carbon shamim? Gezer Shava. Pesach oil moed, Pesach oil moed to the carbon shlam. Frak the Gemara, I don't need. How can you make a gzeir shava? Ain miku yoytzim de pshutoi. It says Pesach oil moed. It means stand in front of the ulam and take out the scissors and shave off the hair. Gemara says that's a bezoin for the makam kodesh.
Oh, yeah.
Mimele, you have no choice to make the gzeir shava. Pesach oil moed, Pesach oil moed to carbon shlam.
So what does it mean? Pesach oil moed.
It says by the carbon shlamim, the word Pesach oil moed. So when you shech the carbon shlamim, that's when you go when you do the giluach.
I see what you're
now
saying.
We come to answer number two. It says
Pesach Oil Moed.
So the Gemara says it can't be the Pashup Shad of Pesach Oil Moed because
it means
bizarre.
Anywhere in the Azara.
No, it means outside the Azara.
Outside the Azara.
Outside the Azara. You're not allowed to shave your
hair. I understand.
So when it says Pesach Oil Moed, it's not telling you location. It's telling you Zman. You've been three Karbonites. You bring a carbon chatas, a carbon oil, and a carbon shlamim. After which carbon do you shave off your hair?
Carbon shlamim.
Shlam. How do you know shlamim? because of the Gzeir Shava, Pesach Lag. Oh, but we need, maybe the Pasuk is telling you the location.
Right.
No, it cannot possibly be the location because that would be a Bezoyin.
So therefore, so
therefore it has to be for Gzeir Shava.
I got it.
To read, to tell you the Zman of when you Shachtu, when you do.
You should know the Zachidish.
Okay, Vayit in the Gemara, we gotta go Vayit.
Everything's
Zachidish. Rabbi Yoshe Oymer, Ein Litzach, I don't need a Gzeir Shava.
Not Yoshe, Yashia, I think.
Rabbi Yoshaya. Yoshaya, how do you say it?
Zacholim, Aleph.
You gotta go look in the art scroll, you gotta go look in the Vesifta. Okay. Rabbi Yoshia.
Nei.
What is it over here in the Vesifta? Nikud. Like going back to kindergarten over here. Learn how to read. What is it over here?
I grew up by reading it, Rabbi Yashia.
Yoshia. I over here in the Mesifta. It's not a Raya. What do you learn? Rabbi Yoshia?
Rabbi Yashia.
Yashia. Good. That's the Mesorah. I trust Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel.
Nei.
I trust him. I have emunas chachamim.
So Rabbi Yashia says a different answer.
If he says it's Yashia, I have emunah. Why not?
So he says,
a bar samcha.
So what does he say?
The Gedol Hador.
Ain't
this
tzarech.
Is the Moed says Gedol Yisrael over here.
Nei, Rabbi Yashia, I'm ain't tzarech.
We have the Rosh HaMoed says is Mr. Aaron Rappaport.
Nei. Rabbi Yashia, I'm ain't tzarech. Haray am
the Torah. Rabbi Yashia, I'm ain't tzarech. Haray says in the Pasuk. The kind of lachia making a lot of noise over here. Rabbi Yashia Omer in the tzarech.
You don't need the Gzeir Shava.
Oh no! Now they're getting to violence. Violence.
So Rabbi Yashia says you don't have to come into the Gzeir Shava. Yeah.
Violence. Unbelievable. Nee. Goes on here. Stink. Weiter.
Nee.
Rabbi Yashia Omer in the tzarech. Omer says lo sale v'malo sal mizbechi. It says you're not allowed to murder the Gemara. This Gemara is divrei nefloim ad moed.
Yeah, Rashi brings it.
Lesale, do not go on steps. Lesale, b'malos al mizbechi kal v'chol melech b'zoyin. Ma, doch you're not allowed to go on the mizbech on steps. What's the pshat? Because when you go up, you're going to lift up your own steps. You can lift up your feet, and it's going to be what's the b'zoyin? You're wearing mechnasayim. What's the b'zoyin? Still. It, you're playing with the mind. When this person sees a person's legs, the form, the shape of the legs, it causes here. It's a pella. You're dealing with men.
No, Rashi says,
you're dealing with healthy men. What's the big deal over here? It's a pella, the Gemara says. So certainly you're not. Nusach acher, the medrash parashat now over here, you ever see Suzach, a medrash in the Gemara? Who put this in the Gemara over here? The Rabbanan Savaroi.
What about the Maisha that they had? Remember, they until the Rabbanan stopped it.
They killed each other.
They up there. They used to run up the ramp.
Oh, he used to run. So running. So yes, in the Murdi Kasha. If you're running, then a foot race.
Someone got killed.
Somebody fell off. They pushed each other. So yes, in the Kasha, that when you're running, it's even worse than going up steps, even though it's a ramp. But the fact that you're running, you're exposing your legs even more than if you go up steps. A foot race, right? Yes, in the Gemara, the Kasha, the Kasha. Let's see over here the Gemara first. Nusach Acher. Did you ever see such a thing in your life, your whole life, in Masech the Nazir, that insert in brackets in the Gemara itself, what it says, a Medrash? Never, ever, ever, ever. This is an insert from the Rabbanan Savaroi.
How do you know?
Who else? Oyscheh. What does it say on the side of the Gemara? Oyscheh. It says Bidufus Yoshan Mishnas Tof Aleph. I don't know what that means. Lesa Adam Yitzhak. I don't know what that means over here. I don't mean Mishnas Bidufus Yoshan Mishnas Tof Ayin. The year Tof Ayin. Which century? Which millennium? The fourth millennium or the fifth? It's certainly not gonna be the fourth. It must be the third. We're now holding in Hey Alofim Leprat Godol. You ever see the dates? They write Hey Alofim Lepei Gimel. You know what that means?
Hey Alofim
the
what?
5,000 Hey Alofim Lamid Pei Gimel. Leprat Godol. Leprat Godol and Tof Resh Pei Gimel Lamid Pei Kuf. Leprat Koton. When they say it's Shnas Tovshin Pei Gimel, that means it's 783. What? Only 783 years since creation? Come on. And most people that I know, they're at least 900 years old. Don't you know people that are 900 years old? Many people. Okay? So how could we only be in Tovshin Pei Gimel? Tov Shin Pei Gimel is tough as 400, Shin is 300.
You know why? Because we're not even talking about the thousand.
We're talking Lamed Pei Gimel. Pei Kuf. Lamed Le Prat Koton. The Prat Koton. It's the leftovers. And then they would write typically is Hey Alofim Lamed Pei Gimel Le Prat Godol. There's the Prat Godol and there's the Prat Koton. By Chasen they say Chameisha Salofim Ushva Meos Ushmoinim Vishaloish Luminyan Sha'onu Moinin Khan, Brooklyn, New York. Okay? So the Hey Alofim is the Prat Godol, and the Shmoinim and the Sheva Meos, Ushmoinim, Vishaloish, Leprat is the Prat is the Prat Koton. So we hear on the side of the ice, he says that he's telling you a Dufus Yashan from which year? From
I don't have this. Where are you looking? Because it's Yunim?
Yeah. You don't have this version? An Ois Ches. Bitfus Yashan in the old editions of the Talmud, Mishnah.
I don't have that.
Tov Ayin. Lesa, this shtickle does not appear. He's telling you the year, the edition. The year is the year 470. So which of which millennium? This millennium, yeah, right? This 5,000, or is going back to 4,000? They didn't have a Gemara in the year 4,000.
Look what I have. I have
the
a different gear here.
The wasn't invented yet. What?
Look at this. Shtar v'tocha Gemara, but first shmas tof kof tazai.
You have a whole different thing over here.
Yeah.
Murdik, he has a whole different thing over here. Very good. When exactly I put into the Gemara? Fine. This is a new edition. This was inserted in the Gemara recently.
And who dared to insert it?
I don't know. Good kasha, I don't know. Miyafle nidadim v'nazir. Tinas. Miyafle. Who told that? Nusachacha b'medesh parashas nasai. Dalit. What's this? It's parashas nasai. It's dalit. Dalit is the fourth. Is by midbar. In Simon Reish Membeis, Megillah and Nazir, Rabbi Yashia. Are you telling me it's Yashia?
Yashia.
Oimer?
Bishlamim,
Bishlamim. No, I trust you. Bishlamim. The Hasidim, they know. They have to trust Bishlamim, Kasmadam. Okay, Bishlamim, Kasmadam. Oyeina, Vichulu. Im Kachamer Torah, Loi Saleh, Kal Vichomachamer, Ludovar, Shalo Yigalech Pesach Al Moed.
For sure not.
Can happen that. So, what's the chilling between these two gear sites? Very little. It's very little, Saleh Al Mizuchi, Kal Vichomachamer, Luderech Mizoyan. Here it says, Kal Vichomachamer, Ludovar, Shalo Yigalech. Okay, it's very, very similar. There must be a nuance of difference. And what is the $6 million question that everyone over here is asking in their minds right now? The Menorah. The menorah had steps. Mile hoyu lefnei ha-menorah. There were steps. So how come there were steps for the menorah and there's no steps for the mizbeach? So first of all, I saw in the oitzah pelois, it's a mer de gazach, it's a pelah de gazach. Moshe and Aaron, Moshe was a giant.
He 20 amas.
Tall and thin. Aaron was very short. That's what he says. I don't know.
That's what he says.
When Moshe Rabbeinu was mechanech the Mishkan, there was no steps. The original Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built, and Moshe was mechanech, he erected it every single day. He was mechanech. There was no steps. Loisala b'malos. There were no steps in front of the menorah because Moshe was so tall, he was able to lie without any steps. Then, on day 8. When Hashem gave it over to Aaron, Aaron was short. He couldn't reach it. So then, for the first time, they brought in steps. Okay, the steps were only for Aaron, which means that...
But it doesn't say... Let
18
tefachim
is not so big. 18 tefachim is not so tall. You don't necessarily need steps. What? 18 tefachim... 18 tefachim.
A tefach is like 4 inches, 5 inches.
It's not so tall. Someone who's 6 feet doesn't.
Three amas. Six
tefachim
to the
amas. Six tefachim to an amas. So it's 3 amas. The average
three
person.
3 amas is 6 feet. Let's say.
Oh, that's a bechazonish shear. So even the chazis, there are people that are much older, they're taller than 6 feet. There are people that are six. Go watch basketball games. You ever watch the NBA? You can't even, they're 7 feet, those guys. They're monkeys. They're some very tall people. And 6 tefachim, and 6 feet, that's a chazanishir. Let's say you don't have a chazanishir, so then it's not so tall. Do they always have steps for every single kohen? Did they readjust it? Did they have steps that are smaller? I don't know. But yet it says in Rashi, Rashi says, Mala Hoysa Lefnei Hamana, Rashi says there were steps. So there's a stira. How come there were steps in front of the menorah and there was no steps for the Mizbeach? How do you answer the contradiction? Not for now, another time.
He doesn't address the question.
They do address the question. Oh, everyone addressed the question.
No, the Plus HaTorah.
I didn't see. No, Hitaka doesn't talk about that. Not at least in that parasha. I don't know. I didn't go look at the other parashas. I don't know. So therefore, it's a bizayin. Ella bishlamim hakosav bedaber. Fine. Rabbi Yitz, therefore, we don't need a Gzereshava. We don't need.
Just opposite, we do need that. That's come.
We don't need to come on. It cannot possibly be referring to, when it says El Pesach Oil Moed, right? It cannot possibly be referring to Mamish. It's a Bezoyan. What's the Bezoyan? It's a Kal V'Choymer. Mad, when it comes to the Mizbech, Lois Salle B'Maloi, Sal Mizbechi, because you can take steps. You can expose yourself, Kol Shechem.
So therefore, Bez Chomay is referring to that the Gzeir.
The Zman. It's referring to the carbon shlamim, because the carbon shlamim, it says in the carbon shlamim, the words, you have to slur it. The Pesach Oyel Moed. So that's all it refers to. It refers to the carbon. The words Pesach Oyel Moed are meant to be like a Gzeir Shava, to link it to the Zman when you shech the carbon shlamim. You bring three carbonas. When do you shave off your hair? You shave off your hair at
when
the
you
time,
when you bring the shlama.
When you bring the carbon that's called Pesach Oil Moed.
Which is shlama.
Which is shlama. Let's see the Rashi's. Rashi over here says, We don't find this term by other karbanos, only by the shlam alone. And here he says a chiddush. Here he says b'shvil shehein doyrin. Uchud Rav Yehuda Amashmuach l'shchot haPesach al moed b'zman shu pasuach v'lo b'zman shu nol mikan l'shlamim sheshkitos mekodem b'sichas d'losos mikan l'shlamim sheshachton kodem b'sichas d'losos sahechel shebsurim. He says here an enormous amount of information. He says
normally,
that a shlamim, if you shecht a carbon, the Talmud shall shachar before they open the doors of the ulam, it's kosher. Because the carbon oila is not called a gift. And when you bring a gift, the door has to be opened. If you bring a gift, he's saying it's pelt gazach. When you bring a gift, it's not called the gift.
When do they open the doors to the ulam?
In the early morning. But let's say the guy woke up late. Like Shlomo Melech, the famous story, the first
when he married
day,
Bas Sheva.
He married me.
No, Bas Paro.
They didn't have the keys. The doors were locked until Zman Kriya Shema. His mother went, and they didn't know what it was. The first day of the Beis Hamikdash was operational. Shlomo HaMelech, he woke up late. It was already 9 o'clock, and they were waiting. Where is the king? He's sleeping. So they went to his mother, Bas Sheva, and they told his mother, you know, we need to get the show on the road, and your son, the king, is holding up the show, he's sleeping. So his mother went to his home, and she broke open the door, and she found him sleeping, and she woke him up, and it says in the Gemara, she beat him up. That's what it says. Domestic violence. She beat him to a pulp. And she said to him that you embarrass me, you mevaze me. This is my offspring, my son. He wakes up late, and the whole Klal Yisrael is waiting to bring the korbanos to the Feirush Gemara. And they quote a pasuk, "Bini Gantz pasuk." She mamish, she mevaze him, she beat him up. Unbelievable. And you know what he did? You know what he did after that was after the his mother beat him up. He composed right then and there, Eishes Chayil Miyamson. Every time you say Friday night, Eishes Chayil Miyamson. You know who you're saying that for? Bas Sheva. Shlomo composed this in honor of Bas Sheva after she beat the living daylights out of him.
I thought it's talking about the Torah.
It's one shot. I am Pamela Torah, but one shot is Farish the Medrash. Farish. She beat him up and she said.
Not in public. In public?
Whatever. It says he's very powerful things she said to him. And then right after that, he composed on the spot in honor of his mother that gave him Musar. Such a mother? No, Eishes Chayel. I'm telling you, this is what
that's
it says.
That's the last capital of Mishlei.
What? It means a woman. And Eishes Chayel means a woman of
valor.
It doesn't mean his wife. It doesn't mean Isha. Eishes, it's a smichos, the soft. At the end, Eishes Chayel, a woman of valor. Referring to his mother.
And the last parak of Mishlei.
This is what it says in the Medrash, that he composed this in honor of his mother when, on the first day of the Chanukah HaMikdash, when he woke up late, because he married the daughter of Paro, and the entire night she was demonstrating how to worship Avodah Zarah. And she didn't let him go to sleep.
And he wasn't Moicha.
Because she was demonstrating. And then he fell asleep late, and then he woke up late, and his mother came to wake him up because the people in the Beis HaMikdash, they came to her, and they told, you know, it's already, this man's going to pass, and where is he? We need the keys. So what happens if they would have brought the carbon oil? So we'll hear this Gemara says, Fakert. This Mamash contradict. This Rashi says that you do not need to open the doors of the Ulam in order to bring a carbon oil. You only need to open the doors of the Ulam to bring a carbon shalomim. Because a carbon shlomim is a gift. And when you bring a gift, you need passage.
So that means when you shech the shlomim, the doors have to be open.
Yes. But when you shech the carbon oila, the tamid is an oila, you don't need the doors to be open. Isn't it incredible? So this Gemara over here is a stira. We're losing you. The bandwidth is weak. We're losing you on the... Okay, let's go back.
Do you have that?
We're losing
you. Did you bring back Shemois, plus the Shemois from Yom Yisrael?
I think I brought it back, did I?
I don't know.
No. I think I brought it back. I don't remember. I'm not sure I remember. All right, let's go back.
He honored his mother with Eishes Chayel. It was after this Mice. Let's go fight in the Gemara. Fight in the Rashi. Fight in the Rashi. So over here, Rashi says the Mardik Kiddush.
The verb is only a carbon shlomim. Do you need Pesach? And he says the Rashi is a Mardik of art. Because a shlom is a doiroin. Yeah. Only for a doiroin do you need the doors to be open. But you don't need the doors to be open when it comes to other karbanos. Vaita, oyenel pesach mel moed, pesach oil yeh maglech le maglech, when this pesach means literally, amartim ken shlo yeh maglech el pesach heichol, zeu derech bezoyoin. Viata rishai, Rabbi Yoshai, Rabbi Yashio oimer, ene tzach loima mikan shosel derech bezoyin, demiduchto achriti nafka, we know from another makor. A kevesh is a ramp. I don't need the mishum mishum bezoyin lo yigaleach a pesach heichel. Why? It's pashut. I don't need a special drasha to prove to make a drasha to say that it should not be by the pesach oil. Harei hu oimer v'lokach asar roish nizra v'nosan al hoesh. Mi she'enu mechusu elu lekicha unisi liyotze zeshu mechusu lekicha hava unisina. Okay, this is a typical type of gemara that you would find in Masechta Zevachim. Shloimeh Rabinowitz learned already Shas 37 times, knows this type of drasha on his fingertips. This is a gemara. It says, it's two words. It says, V'lokach, he'll take the saroisha and he will put it on the fire. It's mashma, there's no hefsek. All you gotta do is do a maisa l'kicha and a sina. But if you're telling me that he would shave off his hair in front of the ulam, so he has to go take the hair, walk outside. Because where do you cook the kachshon? You don't cook it inside. There's no cooking inside. Pollution. Net zero. No pollution, no carbon emissions permitted inside the Azara. They take it outside of the Azara. That's where they cook it. In the Lishkas, in the special Lishka, the Lishka where they prepare the kachin. So then there's a Lekicha, there's a Hava, and there's a Nesina. So then it's not correct. The pasuk says, V'lokach v'nosan. You cannot any hefsek. Mamele, it cannot be that you're doing it in front of the Azara. Same idea.
Another drasha that you're not saying,
you cannot shave off your hair until the gates open up in the morning. Shouldn't get too carried away here. When the nazir, the day comes and he wants to shave off his hair, he has to make sure the doors of the ulam are open before he shaves off his hair. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Oimer Vigila Chanozer
Pesach Omoid. Just like the Shlomo.
V'loy Nizira. Okay? Oh no, more violence. Nazir V'loy Nizira. Males and not females. What do we mean? V'loy Nizira. And not Nizira. A woman. Sha'isha lo Mikalechas Vazara Ella B'Medina. It's coming to teach you that a woman does not shave off her hair in the Beis HaMikdash. She shaves off her hair at home.
Why does it say Pesach?
No, so that for the men. So he's saying that the men can shave. According to Rashi, it almost sounds
it's
like...
It's not a Zion?
I don't know. It's a good kasha. But he's saying, he says the word Nazir, V'loi Nazira.
Shema Yizgarabah Perchei.
The young Kehanim, when they see a woman, when she's going to go take off... they can get Sahara.
Interesting, it's just Perchei Kahuna, not the old.
He's asking a very good kasha. He's asking a peladika kasha.
Should I tell you why? So I have a teretz.
Yeah.
It says when a woman brought a carbon or bukurim, it says the coin had to be mainif. He had to put his hands beneath under her.
Touch her.
How he's allowed to come in contact?
Yeah.
So Tosis is two terutzim.
Yeah. One teretz was some kind of a separation. Okay, a hefsik,
or they took an old coin.
So to say it's an old coin is a pella, because the Yetzirah
doesn't sleep
until the very end.
Yeah.
The Barvus de Meisim with Eli Lapian. He was already 90 years old. There was a bacha that told her, he was the mashkiach. He told the bacha, I have to go somewhere. How are you going? I'm going on the bus.
Who's that?
The bacha? So the bacha. So Eli says, but going on the bus, there's a lot of pritzos where you're going. So the bacha said, nah, I can handle it. I can't. So Eli Yavani goes to the telephone, and he calls up a doctor in front of the boy. So I have a patient here. He needs some help, maybe. I said, What are you doing? So Eli says, you're telling me you're 18-year-old Bach, you have no Yetzirah? Oh, I have a Yetzirah.
Who said this? I'm
90 years old. When I go on the bus, I see something, I'm aroused. That's what he said.
You read this somewhere?
Yeah. I have it. I heard it with somebody else. And you're telling me you're 18 years old and you're telling me you have no Yetzirah? You need a doctor.
It's a pella of a month, yeah. You so what's the shot of the toys? So what's the shot that they...
I don't know, it's a pella.
Either a mitbachas or... Either a tapachas or...
Why only the pirchei? The Yetzirah doesn't sleep. The Yetzirah is a zilba Yetzirah.
Yeah.
When you're 90 years old. What, you think you're 90 years old, there's no Yetzirah? Come on. The Yetzirah is the Yetzirah.
Yeah.
The same Yetzirah. It's a good kasha.
Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Are you going to be a Shabbos Shalim? Are you here?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll see you on Shabbos.
Have a good chat with you. Have a good chat with you. Thank you.